Good to see you today. It's good to hear me today. Wendy told me when I started to come up here, I said, I don't know what my voice is going to sound like. She said, keep it short. Then she said, real short. Went to the doctor, David, I saw y'all, was it Friday? Friday, I went to the doctor, I had sinus, and walked in. I told her, I said, I don't have time to be sick. She brought two big needles in, got two shots, got an antibiotic. She said, I'm not contagious, but I've stayed away from you. I don't want to be around you. I know you don't want to be around me. But my voice comes and goes. If it gets good, we may go an hour, or we may be done in 10 minutes. My eyes. I went to the eye doctor this last week, and I told him, I said, I've not been able to see in a year. He gave me some of these glasses that you move your head and you can see different distances. I said, I can't see anything. So I said, I'm not leaving here today until I can see. He gave me a pair of contacts, free, and gave me a pair of $3 glasses. And I can see the world. And I am a new person. I like it. I know I look like John Forgey standing up here with my glasses on the end of my nose, but now I know why he did it. I've not seen TV or anything for a year, so I'm good to go. I am a picture of health. Look at me. Last 4 weeks, we've been talking about spiritual maturity, and it lucked out that I timed it halfway right by the end of the year being our New Year's resolution. And this final lesson is going to hopefully tie it all together. I know you're miserable listening to me. I'm miserable hearing myself. But think for just a minute the last 4 weeks what we've been talking about. The very first lesson that we talked about is we've got to prepare our hearts. When we think about us as Christians, the first thing we have to do in our relationship to God is prepare our heart to accept what God wants us to do and what He needs us to do and what He tells us in His Word that He wants us to do. So we have to fix our heart. And that was lesson number one. Lesson number two was that we have to seek the law of the Lord. When our heart is ready to accept the truth, we've got to seek out the truth. And we got to find that law. And then last week we talked about that when we find the law, then we apply it to our lives. And you know, when we think about spiritual maturity, that's so very important to each one of us. And today's lesson is going to tie it all together, if you can hear me and understand me. And that is that when we do those three things, that we must share the truth with others. What better lesson do we need today? The last day of the year. Going to start another new year. Nick called me or texted me yesterday, asked me, was my lesson going to be about New Year's resolutions? I said, well, yes and no. My series ends on this, and I think it goes into next year, that we must share it with others. You know, Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 is the Great Commission. Jesus tells us there to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You know, all of us should prepare to teach and to seek those who's outside the Lord. And if we go back to the very first lesson that we had, when our heart is changed, when we prepare our heart, we should want to share this message with all people. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give a defense or an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Our duty, our responsibility in our maturity as Christians is that we share the gospel with other people. You know, on the way out, Dale, I think, asked me, did I want him to stand up here and interpret for me today? He said, like I did when I was in the Philippines, I would talk and somebody would come up and tell what I said. But you know, everybody don't have to go to the Philippines to preach and to teach. It can be done right here in Tresvant. It can be done in our homes, our neighbors. There are people that need the gospel. And when we tie this into our series about being mature, whenever you teach someone the Word of God, it helps you to become more spiritual mature. Y'all watch Dale's head right here for just a minute. Dale, do you get stronger by teaching? Yes, he's nodding yes. You learn more standing up in front of people than you could possibly learn from me or us learn from Dale. Because you prepare yourself to be able to stand there. And when you prepare yourself to go out and to teach other people about Jesus, folks, I promise you, you're going to get stronger in the faith. When you read and you study and you prepare yourself to tell someone about Jesus, you're going to get closer to Jesus as well. We should try to use every opportunity we have to teach others about God. Here's three that I want to mention real quick. I had a long lesson, and most of it's over in the front part of my Bible. We'll get it later. Three areas I want you to think about that we can start doing today. Number one, we have to teach our children about God. And now that I'm a granddaddy, I like to say our children and our grandchildren about God. You know, I worry about my two grandchildren. I worry about what it's going to be like when they get to be a teenager or even my age now. Where are they going to stand? Will they stand for the truth? And I know that Daniel's doing all that he can, but it's such a temptation out in the world today. We have got to prepare to teach our children about God. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, "And you know, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but you bring them up in the nurture, the training, and the admonition of the Lord." That's the challenge to us, that we bring our children up in the training that they need. Now, there's no guarantee, and I know that we all know that, there's no guarantee that when we do all that we can, that our children or our grandchildren are going to stay true to the path that we taught them. But I think this, I think they know. I think that they know where they should be. You know, it's not always a child that wanders away from the truth. Sometimes it's an older person. You take, for example, my life, my family. Y'all know this. You know what happened this last year with my dad? And when David and Dale and Steve and Keith, I think, come to Dad's house that night that we found them, I forgot which one said it. But what a tragedy if Dad would have died a year ago. You know, Dad knew what was right. And he came back to it. And I believe that for each one of our children, we cannot not teach our children because we're afraid it don't do any good. Because when the truth is on the inside of someone's heart, when we prepared our hearts for what we needed it to be prepared for, at some point in our life, our heart will open back up. It may be Nick when he's 60-year-old standing up here in this pulpit, and it pricks someone's heart and it makes them go back to the time that they said, "Nick's right. I need to be following God." We have got to prepare our children, our grandchildren, to at least know what the truth is so that when they hear it later on in life, that if they've wandered away, that maybe they will come back. Paul taught Timothy to teach the Word of God to others so that the Word of God would be taught from generation to generation. Now that's big, and that's number two. You teach them so that they'll continue to teach it. We don't need to let liberal or ideas come into the church today that we change the Word of God. That's why so many times we talk about going back to the old past, going back to the Word of God, staying true to the Word of God. If we'll read and follow just the Scriptures, we'll all be okay. But it's not just the denominational world today. It's even in the church today. Too many people, I'm afraid, do not know what the truth is. They just follow what they've been taught. They don't read for themselves. So Paul taught Timothy, you teach people where they will continue to teach each and every generation so that they'll know the truth. And then third and finally, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2. And these things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach also others also, that they will may be able to teach others also. We've got to open our hearts, and we have got to share the truth with others for our children, our grandchildren, and all those we run in contact with. The very first text that I used in this series of lessons was found in Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. And I ask you on that first lesson to mark that verse in your Bible. So turn over there and see if you marked it. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. And I want you to listen to what it says there, that the four steps of spiritual maturity really is. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the Lord. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. All four of our lessons come from that one verse. If you want to know what spiritual maturity is, mark that verse in your Bible. When you wonder if you're doing what you need to be doing as a Christian, go to Ezra 7 and read that verse. This morning, if you can understand me, we're about to stand and sing an invitation song. There's nothing any of us needs more in our life than to be close to God. If you're here and you're not a Christian, then you're not close to God. You may be coming closer to God. Let us encourage you this morning that if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and you're willing to repent of your sins, turn away from those sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, then you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. I hope and I pray that if you're in a condition that you're not a Christian, that you will consider today to be the day that you're going to begin your new life, the Christian life. There's nothing to be ashamed of about saying I've been wrong. There's something to be ashamed of at knowing you're wrong and staying there. And it's the same way for us as Christians. That when we wander away from God and we find ourselves to be in a wrong relationship with God and we've turned our back on God or we're living a worldly life, there's no shame in saying I made a mistake. Learn from that mistake and move on. The shame is continuing to live wrong, knowing you ought to be living right. The challenge is left up to us. How mature do you want to be spiritually? If you need to respond, come while we stand and sing.